Midsummer Scream in California officially kicked off the Halloween season now in 2018. Tonight, we report about all the news that came from Midsummer Scream. Some of us were there. It was a lot of fun. Plus, we previewed the 13 top theme park haunted attractions in the country. Also, we're going to tell you why Jamie Lee Curtis is the ultimate Scream queen. That and some really cool news tonight. Stay tuned, and Anthony, how's that for energy?
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
Energetic.
True.
Here comes the Ghostbusters. We're starting off Halloween.
I'm so excited.
You would think I drank some coffee or something.
I think you did.
Summer's over. Fall's here, right?
It is time. Welcome to the second season, I guess you could say, of The Scare Guy. We're starting the Halloween season today. My name is Jim. I'm the managing editor of thescareguy.com. And we have a great group of people in with us tonight. The music just stopped and Jack kept on dancing. Who else we got?
Katie, you know, I love all things horror, more so now that I'm on this show. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Jake. You've seen me on here before.
And I'm Cheeseman on the chair tonight because I'm no longer Cheeseman on the couch because we are missing a couple people.
Yeah.
But you will enjoy me here. I'm part of thescareguy.com.
Mm-hmm. And?
And theconguy.com. And? And we're, and we got Tony, our producer.
Producer engineer.
He'll be chiming in as well.
And the boo.
The voice.
Smooth gentleman.
Tony with a cool new haircut.
Hello.
All right, everybody. Welcome
he's
to
got
the
no mustache.
Welcome. Is that what was different?
Yeah, he doesn't have a mustache. I wish we could cut to the booth and
can we please stop talking about my mustache?
This well-groomed man.
All right, it looked great. Anyways. We had a blast this weekend at Mid-Century.
we're off to a good start.
We're down in Palm Springs, the Mid-Century Modern
Week. To the future.
Yeah.
No, it's the Midsummer Scream, which is one of the largest Halloween horror conventions here in Southern California, and it's the official, what we consider the official start of the Halloween season right here in July.
Woo.
Isn't it crazy? Because if you wanted to look at the calendar, we have exactly 3 months until Halloween. Just 3 months, like 3 months and a handful of days. And
it's fine, because Christmas starts in October, and that's 2 months.
They already have Christmas stuff up.
Have you guys seen that Hallmark station is running Christmas movies already?
Well, they're great with their Christmas movies.
That's all they have.
Really?
Christmas
in July, maybe that's what's going on.
I know, because did you know that today is the official nationwide holiday of the Golden Girls Day?
Really?
Yes.
No, July 30th, Golden Girls Day.
Yes, it also coincides with National Cheesecake
Day. That's the show George Clooney was on?
You got it wrong again. That's facts of life.
I'll get it right eventually.
He's going to start saying, and that was Julia Sugarbaker. No, another group of women.
Who's that?
The 80s and 90s had their groups of four women in all these shows. At different ages in their life. It's pretty good. Anyways.
He starts reminiscing.
I can start reminiscing about that. Listen, we are really excited that you guys are joining us tonight. We are we're previewing the Halloween season ahead, what we're excited about. We're going to start with some cool stuff from Jamie Lee Curtis that happened at San Diego Comic-Con, which is, if you are watching the Con Guy, which you should be, you probably heard about it, but we're going to show it to you tonight because it was pretty amazing. Also, we are going to preview the unlucky 13 top theme park haunted events in the country, all across the country. You hear us talking all the time. We have our favorites, but they're all across the country, and there's a lot for everybody to choose from. And then Katie's going to take us through the horror convention that are coming up. We got a little bit of news. And then Midsummer Scream,
a lot came out of that.
And Jake, you are here specifically because you're available. No. Everybody else was dropping off like flies. No, but that was awesome. No, one of the biggest events that happened this weekend at Midsummer Scream was the Warner Brothers tour showing up and really talking about like how they're just blowing up the Halloween event this year.
They are. They were like last year was the first Festival of Frights that they had on the Warner lot, which is in Burbank, for those who are watching from home. And, kind of had like its own central little festival thing with some walkthroughs.
And we went last
year.
It was great.
They came through. It was great. It went over really well. So now it's kind of expanding and growing. And
we'll talk about that tonight. It was really nice meeting the marketing team down there. They all knew Jake, and they're like, "Oh yeah, tell Jake that we saw you." I'm like,
"Were you talking to Joanne?"
Yes,
that's right.
There you go.
Right there. Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
There it is.
Got it right there. Anyways, so 3 months till Halloween. I hope everybody is getting really excited. We also, which means about 2 months and 2 weeks until the movie Halloween comes out. Ooh. With Jamie Lee Curtis.
But we also have, that means 2 months and 3 weeks until my birthday.
Oh, really?
Because it's the week before Halloween.
Is it really?
Yes.
There you go.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Do you have a costume party?
I'm kidding.
No, I just count. I just imagine every costume party I go to is my birthday party.
Okay,
and that's where you got your outfit for the pump, the green Speedo kind of thing.
Yes.
That's where you got that for your birthday, but then wore that as your costume.
I wasn't a Speedo.
That's right. My sexy pumpkin costume.
Yes,
yeah, some
sexy
years
pumpkin
past,
outfit. Yes.
His wife dressed him. So
I'm sad we don't have a photo of that.
Yeah, we should have.
Hey, we'll have to pull that up sometime. No, that was actually, I thought that was a funny costume. I really like that. All right.
His birthday suit.
So we, no, he had a little bit more than that. So what kind of party are we doing?
It was body paint.
Anyways, that would have been cool. I mean, most of it. Anyways.
Katie just brings it up because she's the only one who wore a costume tonight.
Why are you sitting here? Katie, what is the costume?
Well, this is what I would have worn to Midsummer if I had made it. But I had this lovely thing called work. But this is my Liv Moore cosplay from iZombie that I made for WonderCon. So I broke it back out today.
But it's awesome. And Katie is not moving very much because apparently the costume...
It's plastic. It's literally plastic. So
caution tape is meant to keep spectators out,
crying.
It is fraught with peril.
And it's not her typical look. I don't really do typical looks. It's her look from when she goes to an anything but clothes party, which is why it's made of caution tape.
Oh.
So.
There you go.
Yep.
Well. Well. It's a great cosplay. I like it. You've done this one before, haven't you?
Yeah, at WonderCon. I made it for WonderCon.
Yeah, that's where I saw the
moment of silence for the phrase anything but clothes party. Which is just like. Moving on.
So how do we do that? No. Most of us here at the panel, we just got back two weekends ago from San Diego Comic-Con, and it was a blast, and we're still kind of worn out from that. But the thing that was so cool about San Diego Comic-Con this year is they really celebrated some of the horror that's coming out in entertainment this year. Like, for example, Halloween, which we will be talking about here in just a second. But Katie, what were some of the other things that you saw? Because, like, The Purge TV show?
At Comic-Con,
San Diego,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They had their Purge City pop up. My bag's over there. You can't see it, but
she's got her Purge City bag here in the room.
Made it look like, City it bag basically the logo seat. Looked like a Party City, and then you went in. They gave you 20 Purge dollars, and you got to spend the 20 Purge City dollars on whatever they were selling in the store. You could not use real money. Like,
I think it's awesome.
Only use their prop money they gave you.
I'll use
and
the money.
Everyone there was like, "How are you spending your Purge night?" Like, and they were all totally in character. So I enjoyed that, and you could get like shirts. Candles.
Oh, real stuff.
Buttons, yeah.
Katie got a 12-hour candle for the 12 hours of The Purge it would burn.
Yeah,
so it's scented?
No, it's not scented. It's supposed to last 12 hours.
Cover up the dead body smell.
It's supposed to...
That's what I figured.
If, like, the power's out or, like, things like that, supposed to last 12 hours.
Right.
But, yeah, it was really fun, and I thought it would be a really cool thing that if they, like, decided to, like, be like, let's do this pop-up for the show in L.A., like, people would love it. I mean, the line was 2.5 hours at Comic-Con, not even... And you didn't need a badge for it. So, like, who knows how much longer it would be if, you know, it was somewhere where there was more than 130,000 people.
Yeah, I know. And, and another one of the other things that was really cool at San Diego Comic-Con, monster-related, was the Super 7. They had the pop-up bodega. They had a storefront out there that became the Universal Monsters offsite, which was great, except for they ran out of one of the shirts I wanted. But other than that,
Black Lagoon? Did you get the toy?
Yes! Yeah. Black Lagoon.
Did you get the toy?
I got the toy.
Okay.
I almost got two of them. But they had some really cool shoes. They were a bit pricey on the pricey side. But they had all kinds of stuff in there. But it was really cool. We're not going to rehash San Diego Comic-Con too much. We did that last week. But there was Scare Diego. New Line Cinema brought down... They had an event on Wednesday night where they brought down some early stuff from It.
Mm.
The Nun... And some other stuff, which is...
Announcement of Annabelle 3.
Annabelle 3, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It just started filming.
So there's Annabelle 3 and The Nun?
Yes.
Wait. Yeah.
Yes.
It's a spinoff.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the one that they brought to San Diego, I thought they brought The Nun, because in the streets of San Diego, there was this long procession of nuns on...
Is that what that was for?
That was advertising
that was
The
creepy.
Nun. I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah.
I wasn't sure why there were, like, all these nuns walking around. I wasn't sure if it was, like, a political statement.
No,
because people do things like that at Comic-Con. So
this is
like,
true.
I didn't know, like, okay.
What kind of political statements are nuns?
I don't know, but it's Comic-Con. People do weird
It was Brad
things.
And Dream Loud.
They were all... You didn't notice their faces were all painted black, and they were chanting spells.
No. I might have, maybe I saw different nuns and it wasn't those nuns. They were doing something.
You saw the mean nuns.
Yeah.
These nuns are really cool. But anyway, so San Diego Comic Con had a lot of cool stuff. We're about to show you the video, which is the best, in my opinion, moment that I had at Comic Con. And many people were talking about this. Jamie Lee Curtis has done some interviews about it. What? Let me just set it up for you. She is in Hall H. I was so happy to get into Hall H because I was like, I was so many people back, and I didn't think I was going to be able to get in, and my whole weekend was going to be thrown. But I was there to see Jamie Lee Curtis in Hall H. And so this gentleman that's standing up, because I clipped the very beginning of what he's saying here, which, and I apologize for that, he gets up, and he tells Jamie Lee Curtis, hey, I just want to let you know, I'm here because of your portrayal of Laurie Strode in Halloween. And everyone just kind of snickered and laughed at first. They thought he was joking. But he starts telling, the part that I cut off is that he was in a house where a man with a wielding a knife cut the power to the house and was trying to attack them. And then this is how the story went right here.
What would Jamie Lee Curtis do? our darling Duchess bit up these knitting needles, and so I grabbed them out of the trash. And I saw the guy with the knife on one side of the house. I ran out, ran down to the neighbor, and started screaming like you did in the movie. And the guy's like, well, what's in your hand? I said, they're just knitting nails. And they said, not with those knitting nails. We're not going to let you in our house. But to make a long story short, I'm here today because of the way that you portrayed Laurie Strode. I'm a victor today instead of a victim.
Wow.
Just like those people that you were talking about.
Wow.
And I never thought I did it. They're the only reason I came to Comic-Con this year.
I love this. I'm getting the feels right now. And for those who are just listening, Jamie Lee Curtis has left the stage. And she went down into the audience, and I'm trying my best to video, trying to find where they are. This is Nikette.
This is your video?
This is my video.
This is your video, yeah.
Yvette Nicole Brown is up there. She's going, this is church! We're having church!
And she gave a kiss.
Did this get picked up by outlets?
Oh, yeah. And so Jamie, she goes over, she finds this guy, she starts hugging him, and just, like, consoling him, and it's so great, and then she kisses him.
Church, I've been here.
See?
There's Nicole Brown, yeah.
Event just going crazy, and then
Jamie Lee Curtis, I love you.
I tell you what, Yvette Nicole was a great,
she's
great moderator.
Such a good moderator.
I hope she gets a lot more. There's the kisses, and then of course,
and then yeah, she grabs the camera and does some pictures with him.
And then they do.
Was this her first Comic Con?
No, she's done a couple years. She was here,
and it sounded like it was just the guy in the house, right?
Yeah. A couple years ago, Jamie Lee Curtis was here promoting Scream Queens, the show.
Oh, that's
on
right,
Fox.
That's right.
And I was in there for that one. All right, cool.
Yeah, that was awesome. Just the guy in the house, right? Because he didn't say anything about somebody else escaping or whatever. So maybe it was just him.
Yeah, I don't remember
something.
The whole story.
Just so we're not like saying he ran away, because I think he said his wife or something.
Wife ran away?
No, like I just don't want to make it sound like he abandoned
like
his family.
No.
Yeah.
I think he was in the house by himself, and somebody was attacking. He grabbed the knitting needles, and for those of you who haven't seen the original Halloween, shame on you! But there is a knitting needle scene where Jamie Lee Curtis gets the guy right in the neck, and it's great. And she runs off, and she tries to get some help from some people on Halloween night.
Gets that guy Michael Myers who you're wearing.
I was about to say
that guy.
Gets some random guy.
This guy. You know, I love this movie so much. If I could, I would rename this show the Michael Myers Celebration Show. Let's just do that. But anyways, that to me was one of the best moments of San Diego Comic-Con. I thought it was great. If you guys were not able to make it a Comic-Con this year, I'm sorry, but you should try again next year. But if you know, I'm saying that kind of flippantly. It's hard to get into Comic-Con.
It's very hard to get into Comic-Con.
We will keep you up to date and all that stuff. All right, Katie, what kind of horror conventions do we have coming up?
Okay, so next month, almost exactly a month after Midsummer, is Scare LA. It's at LA Convention Center this year. It used to be in Pasadena, but now it's in LA Convention Center.
And we're trying to get a guest on our show here for next week from Scare LA, so fingers crossed.
And then in August 31st through September 2nd in Louisville, Kentucky. Days of the Dead.
Oh, I did not update yours.
Oh.
Has been postponed.
Oh, okay.
I just found out before the show that one's been postponed.
Okay.
So the Days of the Dead in Louisville, Kentucky has been postponed until
TBD.
2019.
Okay. So, and then September 14th through 16th is a few things. There's Scarefest Horror and Paranormal Convention in Lexington, Kentucky.
Which sounds really cool.
At the same time as Monsterpalooza here in Burbank.
Yep.
I've heard very good things about that.
Have you guys been to, I've not been, I'm going to see Monsterpalooza.
No, over by the airport, right?
Yeah.
No,
usually,
I haven't been over there.
Usually working,
I meet a lot of people that are in town specifically for that. And I was like, yeah, we gotta go over there and this and everything.
And for those of you who don't know, we're smack here in the middle of Hollywood. And all the Hollywood makeup people, they put on this convention, Monsterpalooza, and it's like one of the number one spots in the country to go see top-notch horror makeup. It's really cool.
And then September 15th and 16th is Mothman?
The Mothman Festival.
West Virginia.
Point Pleasant,
mm-hmm. West Virginia.
Yep.
And then October 4th through 14th, there is the 10-day... Is it 10 days? Yeah.
Yep.
10-day celebration for Salem Horror Fest in Salem, Massachusetts.
10 days.
It's a 10-day festival.
It's a 10-day thing.
10 days.
Yeah.
10 days.
I haven't heard much about the specifics, but they do it every year. I know they do it every year.
They've been doing this for like 20, 30 years. It's you know, Salem.
It's Salem. Halloween, it's literally like one of the biggest places for Halloween mm-hmm. in Salem still. Like, it is one of the Halloween capitals.
Have you guys seen the movie Hocus Pocus?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is celebrating, is it 30th anniversary this year, I think? 20th or 30th? Because it was at Midsummer Scream this weekend.
I feel like 25th.
I think it's like 20, like but I don't think it's 30 years.
I'm feeling 1993.
Seriously? I don't know. Anyways, I was going to say, it's set in Salem, Massachusetts, and it portrays the city as this one big, giant Halloween party.
I've never been during Halloween. I kind of don't know if I want to go during Halloween. Because I've been to Salem. It's kind of eerie, even on a normal day, because I went in, like, May, and it's, like, the biggest place for practicing witches in the country. So,
still practicing?
Yeah. Well,
so the separatists failed.
I mean, it depends.
Oh, my gosh, this is a terrible joke.
It depends
That's
on
awesome.
what you think, because, I mean, in my opinion, most of the witches were smart enough to not get killed during the witch trials, but, you know, anyway. And then, lastly, we have October 26th through 28th. Spooky Empire that's a cool name, Orlando, Florida.
They call themselves the largest horror festival in the country.
And isn't that the one, like, in the past had, like, the Stranger Things, like, cast and other just, like, a lot of good guests?
Spooky Empire's
had a rocky road, like, a couple years ago. Was it last year
they were, because the hurricane?
The hurricane.
They got postponed?
Mm. Yeah, was that last year?
I feel like it was.
Yeah, because we went down there during the hurricane.
We're the crazy people that keep going during hurricanes.
We went down there when they were supposed to have this festival, and it was canceled. So, oh well. Hmm. Invite us back. Anyways, so that's all we have right now. There are a number of other conventions that are happening. We're going to try to start keeping you guys up to date on things happening from now to Halloween. And then a lot after that. But we're going to kind of like hit our sweet spot from now to Halloween the next 3 months. And that's when we're going to probably be having the majority of our shows and trying to bring you all the news about the things you can experience to have the best 3 months of Halloween ever. Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy? When did Halloween start becoming a 3-month thing? It's never been a 3-month thing. What am I talking about? Hey, we got a little bit of news. And before we jump into the next part of the show, have you guys seen the History of Sci-Fi on AMC that James Cameron's been doing?
Explain it to me.
Okay.
A neophyte.
The neophyte. Look, you've seen some of it, right?
What thing?
On AMC, you know James Cameron, he's been doing those shows.
Just a little bit, not much, though.
He's been doing this thing called The History of Sci-Fi. And like 1 week, he'll have like George Lucas and Steven Spielberg and all the people on talking about space travel in sci-fi. And then the next week he has like the apocalypse or something like that. And you know,
it's like a topic and how it's been portrayed through cinema.
But it's great.
Yeah.
He really does a good job on that. So now they're switching it up for...
Yes!
Thanks, yes! Scare Jim!
Thanks, Anthony.
Oh, my gosh. Were you texting him just now to telling him to do that?
Maybe.
Okay. That's why he wasn't paying attention. So, anyways, where were we?
Better than anything on
TV.
So,
Eli Roth, for 6 weeks, he's doing Eli Roth's History of Horror. It brings together the masters of horror, such as Rob Zombie, Tippi Hedren. I don't know who that is. Stephen King.
Tippi Hedren?
Who is
Tippi Hedren?
Who is that?
That's the star of The Birds.
Oh, that's, no way!
She was the model, and Hitchcock pulled her for The Birds, you know?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Birds.
So, this is Stephen King, Quentin Tarantino, Jordan Peele, Jason Blum, Robert Englund, Linda Blair, Haley Joel Osment, Jack Black, John Landis, Jamie Lee Curtis, and more will be on this show. It starts October 14th, I think. Yes. And it's at midnight, which is kind of a
Guillermo.
Huh?
I said there's no Guillermo.
It doesn't say that there is.
He was on the History of Sci-Fi, but either way.
Yeah, he was on the History of Sci-Fi.
The fact that he got Rob Zombie, not
Jack
Guillermo
Black
del Toro,
on this list.
Huh?
Why is Jack Black on this list? Is that something I'm missing?
Goosebumps.
Oh, okay.
Goosebumps.
I was like,
are you
freaking
Jack Black
kidding
me?
I was just trying
the house with the clock in its walls.
The Pick of Destiny.
Goosebumps.
I've seen. It's been a long
time. No, I don't like
Goosebumps. There's a scary
like
devil in the Pick of Destiny.
That video with that song and music video with the devil in it.
Yeah.
What are we talking about right now?
Tribute.
I'm not a fan of Jack Black, all right? Sorry.
You would love Jack Black.
If he came on the show,
know.
I'm sure I'd love him.
Goosebumps.
All right, Katie, you know about this
show,
right?
Actually, I should have R.L. Stine.
Yeah, a little bit.
So this starts up October 26th. What's the show?
I haven't heard a ton about it. I knew that they were trying to create something for Sabrina.
So it's the Chilling...
The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, and it's Sabrina the Teenage Witch, if anybody ever watched Sabrina the Teenage Witch when they were younger.
During
the 90s, it was with Melissa Joan Hart.
It was on TGIF.
Best cat effects in the entire world.
It still looks real.
Yeah, I would say it's a reimagining, not like a sequel or a spinoff.
Oh, it's not in that world at all. Yeah, it's in the world of Riverdale.
Yeah, well...
Supposedly.
That's what I'm a little confused about, just because... Riverdale doesn't have a supernatural component, and I don't know how they fit that in.
Until now.
Well, Pretty Little Liars did not have a supernatural element.
But that's the thing.
Had the other show, can't even remember the name of it right now.
I don't want
what
it to go
show?
In the Pretty Little Liars
Brad?
Direction.
Brad, what's the other show? You
what
know
was
these
the
things.
Spin-off of Pretty Little Liars, Brad?
But it's
on,
supposed
Brad, tell
to
us.
Be... It's going to be on Netflix, from what I understand.
Ravenswood.
Yes.
That was it. Ravenswood.
But
we're
yeah,
having two
so,
conversations. Sorry.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, from what I heard earlier, it's supposed to be on Netflix, and it's darker. It's not like, the old one was a comedy.
Yeah, it as but is the mode.
I feel like the old Sabrina was more like Archie. Archie's very playful and like geared for kids, whereas Riverdale is not what you would think of Archie comics, because it's a lot darker, a lot more intense than...
Everything happens at night.
And I mean,
Archie's Creek.
I am interested to see this because Netflix, with their TV...
Dude, he sounds like a plane's flying over, doesn't
is
he? Okay. So it's described it here. Sabrina's dark coming-of-age story has her confronting horror, the occult, and witchcraft, and sees Sabrina's struggle to reconcile her dual nature of being half-witch and half-mortal while trying to protect her family and the world from the forces of evil. That's a lot different than TGIF, that's for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we have a photo here, our very first photo of the night, and I'll just read what this is. This is the Michael Myers figurine. It's from NECA, N-E-C-A. It says, Michael Myers returns to NECA in this action figure line based on his appearance in the thrilling new Halloween movie. So this is the brand new Michael Myers.
Rob Zombies, right?
No.
No, the new one coming out.
The new one. Yeah. Don't say that.
Rob Zombie?
Name. No. This all new Michael stands.
And his head's even tilted. Look at that.
No, it is. It's cool. He has interchangeable head. I don't like the fact they have like a decapitated head as one of the playthings. And what's interesting about this figurine? No, they have the tombstone Judith Myers, which is very cool. That's a throwback to the original Halloween. I love that. That's
so he's still carrying that thing around.
25 points of articulation and tons of accessories. The ultimate Michael Myers figure comes with two heads, a knife, a hammer. A hammer.
A pumpkin with
a jack-o'-lantern.
He's
interchangeable
holding the hammer.
Oh, yes. You know what this from? Remember they showed us the opening scene of Halloween at...
He has a hammer.
In San Diego, where he... It's just like the... it's not the opening scene. It's remember the opening scene of the original Halloween? It's this one long shot?
Yeah.
Where we saw another one... They're recreating a long shot of Michael Myers in the neighborhood. He walks into a house, and he picks up a hammer, walks into a room, and... kills that woman before coming in and killing another one. It's all in one big long shot. It's really...
How long?
It was like a 2.5 minute shot.
That's long.
Wow, it was really brutal.
It was amazing.
He was walking through the neighborhoods, through kids and everything.
You said
and
it was a one
with
shot,
the original
right?
score,
shot.
Too.
Are you sure cuts aren't hidden in it?
I'm sure there's probably cuts. I don't know. Because the people who are making the new movie as a... since this is the Michael Myers show now, the people that are making the movie, they have such affection for the original film. They want to do as much as they can to kind of like emulate what it was about. So, anyways, one more thing. This thing is really cool. All right, go on to the next one. This coming weekend, we are all very excited about this. If you're in the Hollywood area, there is a 3D festival of sorts over at the Egyptian Theater. What's on night number one?
Is the Jaws?
No, you just gave away the ending.
That's all he cares about, though.
I know, that's all I care about.
Dang it, Cheeseman.
No.
I thought that's why you pointed to me. I don't have this list memorized.
You cheesed it up, kid.
All right, so on August 2nd, Amityville 3D. Did anyone ever see Amityville 3D? I remember the advertisement, some monster coming up out of the hole in the ground and in 3D. And
that's the third in the Amityville series?
Yes.
Okay.
In other words, it's the one that never really happened.
Well, actually, all these are the third in the series.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's why I assume.
That's the 3D. So Amityville 3D. Oh, yeah. And then the next night, they're having Friday the 13th, part 3, which is where, why is that one significant in the Jason legend?
The mask.
It's the first time we see the hockey mask.
And the eye pops out towards the screen, right? That's what happens.
A lot of dynamic shots.
And then the third night.
Stick right towards
the
camera.
And so the third night is
Jaws 3D.
There we go.
That's the one where the shark swims towards the camera.
and you see a floating, super slow moving.
Yep,
so if you're right in the Hollywood area, it is at the Egyptian Theater all this weekend. I think it starts Thursday, Friday.
Is it first come, first serve?
I think you can buy tickets online, but it is first come, first serve. Those are really cool things, and it does say they will be having special guests at each of these screenings. Mm, yeah. So.
The Egyptian's a great theater, by the way.
Egyptian's great.
And it says there's a special sneak peek of the Meg.
What's that?
The Meg. There's a special sneak peek.
The Jaws 3D screening apparently is free because they are doing a special premiere, not a premiere, a screening of some footage and a big promotion for The Meg, which is the brand new shark movie coming out from Warner. Is it from you?
That is from Warner Bros.
From Warner Brothers.
It's a Megalodon.
Is it coming out?
Like this week? Like when's it coming out?
No, it's coming out. August. It's in August.
But it's not during Shark Week.
No, Shark Week was last week.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you think they would have released it during...
But it's still on my DVR.
The entire Shark Week has been DVR'd.
Yeah, you think they would have released it during Shark Week.
They did some promotions during Shark Week.
We have some guest questions.
I don't know if you'd want that.
Wait, what's the guest questions?
Well, viewer questions. So, this one's from Rugged English. What do you guys think is mainly the main reason for the resurgence of horror, It, Split, Get Out, like the current trending, Conjuring, so much good stuff.
That is some rugged English.
I can't read. This is why they don't ask me to read things.
Hey, Anthony, do you mind if we throw a question to Anthony right now?
What do you think?
What do you think the main reason is for the resurgence of horror, such as It, Split, Get Out, Conjuring, and so much?
In other words, high quality horror.
I think that kind of is the answer. I think the quality improved.
Anthony, what do you think?
As to the reason why it's like suddenly becoming
like, all of a sudden
better.
Like they called the New York Times
Smart
called last
horror.
Year the biggest year in horror history.
Yeah, it's been starting since like the early 2015s around the time when like Babadook and It Follows came out. But yeah, I mean like I think people just got tired about the over excessive gore and violence that happened in like the early 2000s with Hostel and whatnot.
Eli Roth.
And then also that led into when Paranormal Activity was released as well, and then you see a plethora of like found footage films.
Yep.
And they really just like burned it to the ground, and they weren't really like that smart of like films in general. Like they didn't really leave anything up to the viewer interpretation. They didn't really respect viewers.
Paranormal Activity was absolutely brilliant in the idea behind it.
Sure, the first one, yeah. We're like seven like
there's our one number.
We're like seven films deep and we're still watching the same thing, and it's like not
somebody
good anymore.
Go get this man a margarita right now.
Yep.
No, I agree with you.
I think also the cons the filmmakers themselves just had a really good way of clinging to such an interesting concept beyond just madman with a knife or you know test of ethics with mousetrap types of things. But the one that like still freaks me out is like sitting at home and alone, and I just think about that It Follows thing, like somewhere out there just slowly walking towards me, and it's going to get me. It could take months, years, whatever, but it's going to get me no matter what. And then I'm like, ah!
Yeah.
That's the one that gets me.
I think another reason is a generational thing. Kids are a lot they don't get scared as easily as we did when we were kids, I don't think. So there's more of a challenge that they have to do in order to please multiple generations. So I think that that's another reason too. And not only that, they have to also please the parents who grew up with these other ones. So they want to have movies that they can take their kids and them can all appreciate.
And
so
go ahead.
And also, I just feel like earlier horror films from like 2000 on didn't really have too much to say about society and like as a reflection of society, and didn't really were primed to cause any sort of dialogue against people, like around with people. But like then they started targeting the more psychological nature of films and how it's able to reach people on such a horrible like psychological level. And that's so universal to all of us, you know?
You know, it's kind of interesting because horror has gone through these, like, waves. Like, the 70s horror, to me, is just the pinnacle. I think today we are hitting another one of those pinnacles of horror. But, like, during the 70s, horror was just so... It was Oscar-winning directors and writers and musicians were making horror films.
Omen, Exorcist.
Yeah, The Exorcist is, like, considered high art. The Omen was considered high art. And I remember the composers of those things won Academy Awards for the music. Even the Amityville Horror, which was an independent film, how do you guys say the... La Loche Refrain? Is that how you say it? Like, no, he was the composer of the music.
Whoa.
I have the album. That's why I know. So, anyways, he was winning... They were winning Oscars, and it was very respected. And then we went into the 80s when we got Jason Michael and Freddy, and it became very
simpler.
Simple but fun and schlocky.
Yeah.
Like the 80s was schlocky. It was nothing, it wasn't a commentary on anything. It was just like body counts and it was so fun because people were going back for part 8, part 9, you know. And then I think those kind of ran their course, and then from what I understand, we hit the 90s when horror movies were considered almost dead. And then you have this
Scream,
which saved horror movies. Apparently, well, saved slasher films. And then we had The Grudge, and we had The Ring.
Oh, The
Ring was
the
first.
J-horror. Yeah.
The Ring was first. Yeah. I remember those kind of weird types of... Was that Japanese horror that they were based on?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
There were a resurgence of like Japanese horror. We were doing adaptations, and we started this whole string of PG-13 horror movies for like 5 years, 6 years. And then it kind of all died out again in the 2000s. Like, Anthony, you were saying, there was horror movies where they were just like, watery. There was nothing to them. And then all of a sudden, I think what changed it was Jason Blum. I think he showed up in the scene with super inexpensive horror movies, and he has become a titan in horror. Right now, besides the movie It, which is the most successful horror movie of all time by Dan Lin and Lin Productions, a friend of ours.
Lynn Pictures.
And then Get Out last year, which actually spoke about something, and it was scary and it was funny.
Film of the year at the
Oscars.
Well,
it won screenwriting.
What does that even mean?
Yeah.
Oh, no, my bad. I'm talking about Moonlight. My bad.
No,
but it did win best.
The winner is Lala. No, Moonlight. Get Out.
Was it Best Original Screenplay?
Best Original Screenplay. Jordan Peele, yes. By the way, you can now skip Eli Roth's History of Horror because you just saw Jim Fry's History of Horror here on the screen.
Hey, I am a walking encyclopedia of horror. We do got to get on, right?
Yeah. Just a quick nail in the coffin, whatever that saying is. Just the fact that last year, motion picture, Oscar, the grand prize for the Oscars was...
The Best Picture Award.
Yeah, went to a genre film, which was The Shape of Water.
Anthony, it was a different Oscar.
Anthony, you have a special affinity for the man who won this award, correct?
I love Guillermo del Toro.
It's like you call him your favorite filmmaker, and this... He is known for horrific type filmmaking, great filmmaking,
but beautiful too.
Horrific filmmaking.
Yeah.
And so I think tastes are changing a little bit because I think, you know what, it's just the quality of films.
Mm-hmm.
In the 80s and 90s, it was just schlock. Well, early 90s.
But they had the best practical effects. They had shit stories, but the practical effects in the 80s were fantastic.
I would trade in my children for 80s horror films again. I don't have any kids, so I can say that. But
one shout out to the 80s, in the midst of all that schlock, you did have Carpenter's The Thing.
Brilliant.
Which was
By
really
the way,
good.
When I say schlock, I'm not necessarily saying bad stuff. I love the 80s horror films.
Well, the schlock ones are you follow the killers through all the things, but the thing was kind of a centralized thing, and yep. you're talking about like the best, some of the best practical effects monster-wise.
I agree, and Anthony, if you can zoom in on this, here is a... No.
Can you see?
This is a film...
That's Toni Collette.
Toni Collette from Hereditary, which a film which I personally did not enjoy so much, but... It's hard to deny the fact that it was one of the most high-quality horror films to come out
in
many years, yes. So, all right. So we have got to move on to our next bit of stuff here. We promised you we were going to give you a preview of the 13 top horror destinations for theme parks this coming year. And this is based on the Travel Channel. So it's not just me coming.
No, I was curious where it was.
I didn't just pull it out of my top hat. See how I direct it? Anyways.
Your Michael Myers hat?
My Michael Myers hat. Anyways, so we're going to start with number 1 through number 13. And I guess these feel as if they were ranked in the order of like how well known that these things are. So number 1, what do you think the number 1 horror theme park, I mean the number 1 theme park experience for horror in the country is? Somebody guess. Come on.
They That's all Jonathan's. Know, Jim.
Okay. Yeah. Somebody tell me the answer since we're looking at it.
Halloween Horror Nights in Orlando, Florida.
Yeah. Actually, it's called the premier horror event in the world right now. So that's kind of... And I would agree with that because I go to that every year and there's nothing that compares to how big this thing is. And we'll talk in just a minute. The creative director from Halloween Horror Nights Orlando met with the creative directors from the Hollywood versions, and they did a panel down here at Midsummer Scream. Crossover this past weekend. What do you think number 2 is?
What's number 2 on the list?
Guys, this is really easy. I gave you cheat sheets.
Halloween the same Horror thing Nights in Hollywood.
Yeah. Hollywood. So we've been past 2 years to both of these. Have you guys done the Hollywood version?
I've done the last 3 years. Yeah.
You've done the last 3 years. And you think it deserves this honor?
I don't have a lot to base it off of because I've only been to a few, but mm-hmm. I do really enjoy the event. I had never been until 2015, and now I love it. Mm-hmm. I love that event. It's just...
And you know a lot of the scare actors over there, and you know a lot of the teams that put this together and everything, so...
Yeah, so it's been one of those things that it's kind of like... One of the highlights of my year, actually, is this event. So,
mine too. I love it. I love going to this one. The one in Hollywood is so great because they have the Terror Tram, which is like a 45-minute trip down into the woods and the back lots. And have you done that, Jake?
My dirty little secret is I can't handle haunted house things.
So,
and you work on one of the major ones this year, yeah.
Well, the thing is, I'm not
walking through it, but I just
I didn't know my first Horror Nights. I did not know that you get off the tram.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that was, and I have, and this is me who did not like scary movies. Like, just it was like no. And then I get on the tram, and it's like the first thing we do because that's always like the really long line. And I'm like, okay, it's fine. It'll be nice. I'll just ride past scary things. I won't have to like actually have them in my face. Oh no. Then I got out. Then I'm like, I have to get off the tram.
Oh, yeah, and walk through woods and stuff.
And there's people who literally, you see them frozen in fear, like, not wanting to get off the tram. They're just like...
Well,
especially when, like, Chucky's leading the...
Last year, Chucky.
And then hey, Freddy and Jason
are there.
Did you
see the news that Brad sent us about Chucky? By the way, Brad is our unofficial fifth person on the panel. He's never here. He's the ghost in the room. Brad, thank you. Did you see what Brad said about Chucky?
There's two different studios. Did he say there's two different studios doing Chucky stuff?
Anthony, is that right? There's two different Child's Play movies coming from different studios and a TV series.
And he said one where they're doing more of this kind of Stranger Things or kind of like It or something where the kids are kind of going 80s, after him, like teaming up to fight against the doll.
That's pretty cool.
So rival studios are making different Chuckies?
That can't be.
How immature.
But does the same guy get to do his voice?
So anyways, by the way, Brad did
Dorf?
Brad, if you get a chance to check out Brad's Instagram, Brad Everett Young, we'll link to it. Just check out our Instagram. He's linked on there. Also,
Dream Loud hashtag.
That's right, Dream Loud hashtag. He's got a cool series of nuns that he has done. Since we were speaking about nuns, we just want to throw him a little bit of a love that way. All right.
What do you think number three is?
And I wish Carrie was here tonight.
Have we been to this one?
It's also in Southern California.
Yeah, by the way, it is kind of weighted heavily towards Southern California here, but we do have some from all over the place. But Carrie, who is usually on our show, she's giant into horror, and she has worked many years at
Not Scary Farm,
which I went to for the first time last year. Have you been before?
Yeah, we both went. Remember?
Give it away.
Yeah.
It was great. Have you guys been to Not Scary?
I've been once. I went 2 years ago.
What'd you think about it?
I liked it. There were some things I didn't like about it, but
there's some things I liked about it more than Halloween.
Yeah, there's certain things I like more. There's certain things I like less.
You get guns at this one. You're actually shooting zombies and get points.
This did change with Horror Nights last year, but this wasn't the case when I went to Scary Farm. When I went to Scary Farm, they're like, they serve alcohol, and I was like, okay, I'm good.
I know, because Halloween.
But last year at HHN, they did sell alcohol.
But it was like such an ordeal to get a beer at Halloween Horror Nights Hollywood. In Orlando, every 5 feet a bar is set up.
Just go to the Simpsons.
But here you go to the Simpsons Moe's Bar. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I like the way it is. But I asked
them. It's like
a
peaceful Eye of the Storm of the
And I asked the people in there, why is there a difference between the two coasts? And it's just, I guess. Anyways,
riff raff,
it's
street rats.
It's a lot to do with the.
There's a different audience. It's a different audience. That's all tourists over there. We're locals here. We don't like each other. Anyways,
I'm surprised by four.
Number four, Six Flags Magic Mountain Fright Fest. No, but this Six Flags Magic Mountain it's known right now as the roller coaster capital of the world.
Okay.
It took it over from another.
Cedar Point? Yeah. It took it over from Cedar Point?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that makes sense. It's the only one of these places that has roller coasters.
Yep, so. It took over. No, there's one other. Cedar Point's on the list.
This table is from the home of Cedar Point.
Oh, that's right. So we're getting there in a second. But no, I've never been to. You've been to Fright Fest, right?
No, I have not been to Fright Fest.
None of us can speak to that one.
Sorry, Brad, it's Dream Loud Official.
All right. Number five, Sinister Point Scary Place, which surprised me. It's a Southern California local attraction.
Okay, this one seemed the most scariest because it wasn't like a brand name thing. It's just like Sinister Point Scary.
Yeah, I was like, where is this?
It's a cliff off the edge or something, and you just go there.
It's here in Southern California?
Yeah, we talked to this lovely lady about the event. What did she say about it? Jeez.
She told us to get in touch with their and we could maybe get some. I don't remember the details.
No. She said they're taking over an abandoned mall.
They're turning
it into a big horror production.
Like a Day of the Dead kind of thing?
Actually going to have a ride. They're setting up some kind of a haunted attraction that you ride through and you walk through. And it's all kinds of stuff, which I think sounds pretty amazing. So that's down in Laguna Beach area.
Ah. Oh, cool. Okay.
All right. This next one is another Southern California one, but everybody knows of
Mickey's Halloween Party Disneyland.
Yeah.
See, that sounds nice.
Oh, boy. It's going to be a great time and so scary.
Whoa.
I love the event.
That sounds nice.
To that event.
Okay, tell us about it.
Now, if you do not like scary stuff, it is a very fun event. Also, you are allowed to dress up, and if anybody knows Disneyland, if you are over the age of 12 or something, you're not allowed to dress up.
Right.
That's why Disney Bound became a thing. But at Mickey's Halloween Party last year, there's been some trying to change that, and I don't know the latest updates, but when I went, adults are allowed to dress up as Disney characters, and so that's kind of nice. You can do it, and they have trick-or-treat stops, all over the park.
You come
so
away you with can, bags and bags
candy.
Of candy.
You can adult
Disney
trick-or-treat.
Actually gives free stuff away?
You're paying
tickets
for
this are like
it. Tickets are really hard to get. They sell out super quickly.
Almost as soon as they go on sale.
So you have to plan ahead, but I love it because you just... Every candy station in, every land has, five things at the station. And you can go through as many times as you want.
Yeah,
they do not care. They usually have Ghirardelli squares in one of them. They also have healthy snacks, but who wants those?
No.
But, yeah, it's nice because it's I don't have little nieces and nephews and cousins to take trick-or-treating.
So you eat all
the candy.
If they
give out Mickey bars, I'm in.
Yeah.
Why did we have to wait until the sixth thing on the list before free candy became a part of it?
I don't know.
I know.
By
the way, Brad, it's Dream Loud Official. Hashtag Dream Loud Official.
Luke said that by himself.
Oh, did you say that?
I did.
So no, I'm not listening to him.
Yeah.
This side of the table, this side of the table just aren't even talking to each other. Jake, what are you saying?
Oh, I was saying number seven is Mickey's Not So Scary
In Disney World.
In Walt Disney World.
Wait, just kidding. Disneyland won something over Florida?
I know, crazy. Well, but here's what's crazy. The dates for Disneyland have not yet been announced.
Yeah.
But in Florida, they start August 17th. As if you are... August 17th, this Halloween party start in Florida.
Okay.
I'm telling you. Halloween is now... Okay, now, speaking about Florida, the next one on our list is in Florida. Have you guys ever been to Busch Gardens Tampa Bay?
Nope.
No.
I've been to Busch Gardens Williamsburg.
Which is number 8.
No, 9.
9, okay.
So actually, I've been there too, but not for...
Yeah, number 8 is Hollow Scream, Busch Gardens Tampa. Number 9 is Hollow Scream, Busch Gardens Williamsburg. They're very close in quality, I guess. But I've not been to either one of these haunted experiences. I've been to the theme parks, and they're a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. So right. I assume they'd have beer there, because...
Because it's Busch Gardens.
Busch Gardens, yeah.
I thought Busch Gardens actually sold them. And I thought Busch, the company, sold them. Because now they're... Wait.
Probably, but we're just making assumptions they're on the side of the table.
They're now owned by the same company that owns SeaWorld, which used to be owned by Busch. They just haven't changed their names. Mm. All right. So, but yeah, they have a lot of beer there. the next one you guys should know about.
Cedar Point.
Number 10, Halloween Weekends.
Cedar Point.
Do you know about it?
I've actually been there.
Yeah.
Do tell.
I remember... We did a lot of, like, roller coasters. We didn't really have, I think, like, haunted things we went in. I went with, like, my family and some friends and stuff, but they had scare zones, and the girl that was, like, with us, like, kept getting, like, freaked out going through all the scare zones and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
screaming?
Yeah. But, yeah, I can't remember all the... I don't think we did, like, the haunted houses, or if they had them back then. This was a while ago.
It's probably evolved since...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
But by the Cedar Point has some of the best roller coasters in the world.
Cedar Point is world renowned for its roller coasters, and it's like it's not just a hemmed in theme park. They got like the giant resort. They got the lake. It's
a little peninsula out in Lake Erie. It's magical, little surrounded by water. And oh my gosh, you gotta go!
My friend's going. I've never been, but I have two friends that either just went or are going.
So that starts September 14th through October 28th. That is Halloween Weekends in Cedar Point, Sandusky. By the way, all of this information I'm going to put on the website for you guys.
Next one's fun because it's a casino.
All right. What is the next one?
Fright Dome in Circus Circus, Las Vegas.
Have you guys ever been to Circus Circus?
Nope.
It's
number 11 in the country is in a Las Vegas casino.
No, wait. But Circus Circus is an indoor theme park. It's from the heydays of the 90s when Vegas was trying to become more family friendly. Go figure. Like MGM built their own theme park. They built their Circus Circus just kept theirs when everybody else went away.
Family friendly, but they're having a Halloween event.
Oh, I doubt this is family friendly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So no, not Vegas has long ago gone away from the family friendly thing. But Circus Circus is one of your, how should we say, budget resorts in Las Vegas. And Cheeseman, this is on select days in October. We're actually going to be out there in October while this is going. We might have to stop by because a friend of ours is getting married and his bachelor party is in Vegas.
Yay!
Yeah,
that's a thing.
Fancy that.
Oh, you guys all know Ethan?
Yeah.
Okay, anyways. All right, the next one. Halloween Haunts, King's Dominion in Virginia. That's all it says is fall 2018. I couldn't get the dates on that one. And then this last one is a theme park I have been to. I grew up, part of my high school I was in South Carolina, and we have a theme park down there called Carowinds. It's right on the border of South Carolina and North Carolina. They actually used to have a roller coaster that split the two states, and they would race each other.
Huh.
That's awesome.
Cool. I know.
I like that.
North against South. That was really cool.
Awesome.
But anyways, they have an event that's also called, it's called Scarowinds, which is kind of cool, kind of nifty. So that's our list of the 13 major attractions. All right. So what we are going to do right now, and by the way, if you have any questions about that, just let us know. We will try to answer them. We'll put the list online. We'll have, as we get more information about it, we're going to have an article online to kind of build up all your resource guide for these things.
There's a really good discussion about James Wan and Paul, going on in the forum.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, James Wan, the director.
Called the live chat.
Yeah, so it's fascinating. I keep looking over just like, see.
I have a feeling this is Tony on here, right? Probably. You helping us out on the chat?
Luke's
theme?
Like, I don't remember typing this.
Talking to my people.
It's like
James
Wan, Jason Bourne. Someone did ask about what we're thinking about the new Predator and.
Oh.
Okay. Wait. We were talking about that recently. The new was it with you?
No, but I had a thing to add about Horror Nights.
Yes.
Is it horror enough for us? Because they said it started as a slasher, wasn't it?
The original Predator was a slasher film.
Monster in the Woods,
like
kind of the thing.
It was really gross, though. Remember pulling that backbone out?
I love the first one.
That's the second one. Where he yanks Bill Paxton's backbone out in the
Bill
subway
Paxton
tunnel.
Dies?
Just kidding. In the second one. Bill Paxton was killed by both a xenomorph and a predator. All in person.
Katie, what were you going to add?
Halloween Horror Nights for the first two weekends in Hollywood are on presale right now.
Oh, yeah.
There's a special thing. There's like four different packages you can get. One of them includes a either 4 p.m. entry, so you can get the early entry. They also have one where you get an express pass for Terror Tram if you get it for the first two weekends.
We did that last year. You got something special. Plus, it's $30 cheaper if you go the first two opening weeks. And that's a big deal. And
I definitely want to try it for like the other dates and just like, please don't go at Halloween weekend.
Yeah, I know. And that front of line pass is worth it, I'm going to tell you. All right. So we are jumping into Midsummer Scream. This is, I think, the third or fourth year of Midsummer Scream. And for those of you who don't know, they used to all be together and they did Scare-LA. And then some of the folks from Midsummer Scream went off to do their own convention. Scare-LA is still doing their own convention, which is great. We love Scare-LA. Whenever Laura comes in and is on the show, she's always a lot of fun, and we hope to get her on this next week or two. But also, Midsummer Scream, it was a fantastic convention from what I saw this week. And what was your overall impression of it?
It's done pretty well. They did some of the blackout stuff, like on the floor, which I guess is kind of like a newer thing that
we're
going to
see that in just
a
second. But that was really, they call it the Hall of Shadows, where all in darkness, except for the special lights and smoke. It's basically like a pop-up theme park.
And the floor was a really big area as well. Mm-hmm. And
we have, Anthony, if you don't mind, we have...
I'm about done with that.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I keep going.
It's okay. I'm good.
I did not mean to cut Cheeseman off. But Cheeseman just texted me and told me...
Cut the cheese.
I just cut the cheese. Well, Cheeseman just now texted me and said, we got to hurry up.
Well, we're gonna talk about the panels anyway.
Where was that hi-hat?
Okay. All right, we got a really cool video here, and we'll try to talk you guys through it. And let's go. So this is our preview of...
Oh, you got music. Live production.
There's Cheeseman with the cats.
Wearing the same t-shirt as tonight.
Yeah.
Stranger Things Cheeseman and Michael Myers.
It hasn't been washed.
All right. That's just a bunch
Jim,
of
did you say where this was being held?
This was, Long Beach Convention Center.
Long Beach Convention Center.
Yeah,
okay.
There's a Trick or Treat Studios mask.
Yeah, Long
They're
Beach
really
Convention
good at
Center.
Doing masks.
This is one of the really cool examples of monster makeup. They had so many monster makeup folks there. And, of course, it...
Pennywise.
All right.
Pennywise.
And there's Pennywise
there
again.
In the dark area of the convention.
Yeah, that is
floor.
The dark area. We'll show you. They have the coolest pumpkin
patch
back
pumpkins.
There.
Do they sell, like, templates of pumpkin carving art?
There's the nun, Brad.
There's the nun. There she is. And Luke's just,
that was promoting the Warner Brothers tour.
No, that's the scary place. That's Sinister Point.
That's a Sinister Point,
This right here is not... That's Six Flags.
There's the monster eating some
nachos. We caught
at least that picture's better than the one taken of me.
There's the cats again. There were several of those.
Right. And this guy, we'll talk to you about him as soon as we get done. He's 17 years old, and he had a haunted house there.
Yeah, he may come on the show, too.
Yeah, he wants to come on the show. So that's just great makeup there. We'll talk a little bit more about
these VHS movies and all the horror things. It's like going
movies.
To a video store.
And
then we'll talk about that movie,
second.
Too.
Video
store, what's that?
These are some of the up
and
coming. And
then his name is Sam.
Yep, and she's Aurora.
Aurora, and may come in October.
She's my coworker.
Is she really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's right. She said she worked over there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
She talked about coming on in October.
Yeah. Some more masks. Epic Home Haunts. It's a documentary coming out later this year about family-friendly haunts that you can do. There's Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, Cassandra Peterson.
Snagged a free picture.
Yeah. I don't know. That's speaking of The Grudge. So
There's 11, me and 11, with my shirt I'm wearing right now.
Stranger Things, that's pretty cool. I don't know what that is. That means a car. It's a car.
It's a monster-style wrapped car. And then there's us
freaking out
in front of the branding, and we're doing like an ugly scream face.
Yeah,
is that one of the original masks?
That's one of the original masks
from,
right there
from Friday 13th.
We talked to those podcast people; they make them on the show.
Universal Studios folks talking about Universal Studios. A great Leatherface cosplay. It was fantastic.
This is right towards the end.
Yeah. That's one of the scare zones they had. They had all these mini haunts back there you could experience. And then Sam from Trick or Treat.
That's a good cosplay.
That was a kid, actually.
It's my favorite right here. Yeah. We end on this. The Michael Myers and Laurie Strode. So that is like a little preview of what we could expect. And in just a second, we're going to show you one more thing. So we got these videos tonight, and... the Midsummer Scream is billed as one of the largest Halloween conventions in the state, and they think it's going to be one of the largest ones in the country. They keep talking about it. They have all kinds of like panels that, because we're here in Hollywood, Southern California, they get all the theme parks to come in and talk about what they're going to do, and we're going to talk about that in just one second. We got one more video to show, and then we'll just kind of talk you through the Warner Brothers panel and the Hollywood Horror Nights panel. So this is the Hall of Shadows. This is what Luke was talking about. Luke, why don't you talk us through this part?
Well, yeah, we're just... This is Jim actually filming.
Yeah,
this is me. He's filming, walking through...
Is this a walkthrough, or is it... What is
this? Yeah, this is the back part of the convention, right?
Okay.
So it's cool because they actually had booth and vendors there. So, like, the clothing and different, like, products that they're selling was kind of, like, lit differently, which had kind of a spooky feel. And then the little mini haunts were back there too, but this is mainly kind of, I think, where like the vendor stuff was.
It almost feels like you're in Hollywood Horror Nights, you know?
Yeah.
Well, it was a really cool and supposedly Scare LA is going to be doing this. The whole floor is going to be
their entire convention is going to be like this.
Well, they've a lot had that of in fog past. And
no, they've not.
Well, I'm saying they've had little parts like this though,
parts of it,
in the dark, and they have experiences and stuff like that.
Right. But now this year, Scare LA is completely just, they're calling it a pop-up theme horror theme park. So, yeah, I'm just trying to capture, like, it's lit in such a way where you're, like, for those of you who are not watching, it's just all in the dark, a lot of fog out here, a lot of lights. That's a scary
thing. Black light and glowing type stuff.
A lot of black light.
People scaring you, too, throughout just random places.
This right here is the Six Flags Fright Fest display right here. This is some of the things, I guess.
Strange spider ghost goblin thing.
Yeah, it's so creepy.
That was like a little scare zone right there, too.
Yeah.
You walk through and take pictures and all that.
I got scared a couple times, believe it. Well,
honestly, if you add stilts to anything, it's terrifying.
I know. And then I don't know.
Is that the Decayed Brigade? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I know them.
Decayed Brigade. I can never say that without
it. The Decayed Brigade. They're the sliders, right? They go sliding around. And we're almost done here. And they started to do some show up in the stage here. Scary place. So that's all we have.
Nice.
It was getting hard just walking around in the dark like that.
I can imagine.
But so, yeah, Midsummer Scream, I thought that was cool. The Hall of Shadows was one of the coolest things. So, Cheeseman, real quick. Jake.
Yeah.
Thank you for being with us today.
My pleasure.
The Warner Brothers presentation, and Katie was texting us during the whole presentation, said, did you hear this? So you guys had a pretty robust presentation about from what we've heard, what is the Warner Brothers Halloween attraction going to be like this year?
It's Festival of Frights. It's Horror Made Here Festival of Frights, and this is the second year we're doing this. And you guys came to last year's, which is cool.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Very good.
Can we go again?
We shall see.
Sorry,
we have business cards from them.
No, it's gonna be a bigger space. One of the really cool things about it is like it's an entire kind of like Universal Studios, but it's an entire backlot space that's just dedicated to this place where you can hang out, go see these different installations and these horror walkthroughs. And they're gonna have more attractions this year. But it's also like a space where great horror movies like Lost Boys and Gremlins and other stuff was filmed.
I didn't know that Lost Boys was filmed there.
Yeah, or a Monster Squad. Like the entire ending of Monster Squad is where this festival takes place. There's a throwback for
you. Nice. trivia.
Yeah, so like the big ones that were last year, the ones that everyone was going to were the Niebolt House, which had been in Hollywood and Vine previously, and then it was moved to the back lot. And my personal favorite, which I don't like haunted
Niebolt
houses.
House was from which film?
It.
It. But fantastic.
The one I loved was the Conjuring walkthrough. And this was one where, and this year it's going to be twice as big, because last year it was one house, and this year it's going to be two houses.
Oh, I remember that when the nun came out
so
of the wall.
This was
gosh.
A guided tour, like a tour guide took you through and said, welcome to, this is the house where they have all their things and past relics, and then there's things that jump at you, and it was like a structured thing, and it was like, it was great, because it was like, you could see the scary thing coming, it was like amazing special effects, and then you would still get scared when it finally jumped out, but there was a sense of dread with it, and it was great. It was really good.
It really made you tingle.
But like all the stuff is kind of connected with like the New Line characters, of course, Conjuring's New Line. So Nightmare on Elm Street will be there again. Lost Boys will be there. Lots of different stuff. I'm kind of excited because there's one section that's going to be devoted to the scary aspects of the comic book world, and specifically Arkham Asylum. So there's going to be an Arkham.
That was an amazing announcement. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I heard that you will be facing off against the Joker.
Against the Joker.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's cool. Really cool.
How's that laugh go, Tony?
No, not again.
When they do like the official, when you want to get tickets or anything, the website is wbstudiotour.com. You can go get more information there.
wbstudiotour.com.
You can't buy tickets yet. But
nope, it's not available yet. Yeah. What's cool, Beetlejuice.
And it's more nights. I should say that. It's more nights this year. Because last year it was like two weekends. It's going to basically like every weekend in October.
Was last year just kind of like a dipping the toe in to see if there was any interest? Kind of.
I mean, you could say that. And then you're like, okay, there's interest.
Oh my gosh, awesome. Yeah. I loved it.
Oh, the last night was like packed with people. It's crazy.
But also, did you mention the Beetlejuice?
Oh, that's right. We have a whole section. It's a part of the whole Warner Brothers studio tour that's like dedicated with interactive things, and it's all going to be dedicated to the Bioexorcist himself. Beetlejuice, stuff from Tim Burton's original movies.
And you were talking about the bar in the middle.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I found out they're going to have I think it's Fantasia is actually the name of it. Mm-hmm. If anybody watched True Blood, I watched that show and I love it. They are having a bar that is themed to that, and they're going to be featuring True Blood.
Because True Blood also used to film on that lot.
Yeah, so I'm really excited because that's a really like nerdy like thing for me. That it's going to kind of be hidden on the lot. And I'm like, that's cool.
What's cool is like I didn't know. I knew that Lost Boys was filmed up San Jose. No, mm-hmm. not San Jose. Santa Cruz. Mm-hmm. But also some of it was filmed near the bridge scene was filmed near Magic Mountain. I didn't know that until we went a little tour there, and then the church was right there on the back lot.
It's where the Corys get the holy water, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right there.
And that church is being used this year for
an exorcist maze.
The exorcist maze, which is pretty cool. I know. This is great.
It's going to be interesting to see how these IPs compare at WB compared to what they've done at Horror Nights. Because these have all been at Horror Nights. It's going to be interesting.
Not all of them. Lost Boys
have No, but been. Like a lot of them have.
Yeah.
Like
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Universal passed on Lost Boys.
Exorcist. I don't know. I'm just like saying like, and then, yeah, The Exorcist they've done, Conjuring, all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Lost Boys was originally supposed to be about some young kids. And then when Shoemaker took it over, Schumacher? Took it over. He wanted to age it up a little bit.
I should also say that it's kind of like the Terror Train. There's a guided tour through the back lot in the dark and everything. And at some point, you're going to have to get out and actually walk through this one forested space, which rumor is it's going to be Escape from Camp Crystal Lake.
Oh my gosh!
They said something about
We were talking to some of the nice lady. I probably shouldn't say her name. The nice lady over at Midsummer, and she was telling us about that, about Camp Crystal Lake.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's move on to Halloween Horror Nights. And we were in there. You were hearing a lot about it.
Before, like, Warner Brothers made some of the best, like, actual, like, announcements during Midsummer Scream, right? Like, a lot.
I think it was the best panel of the year.
Great.
Oh, yeah. Also, there was something that was cool, because somebody asked them, and you texted this to me, that somebody in the crowd asked them, are you going to try to get your IP back, get your properties back, so that you can start controlling them and doing more of your own stuff? And the resounding answer was, yes.
Like, not as straightforward, but a yes.
Basically, we're not...
Now with that AT&T money behind us, yes!
All right. So we were able to sit through the Hollywood Horror presentation. The creative directors from both Orlando and Hollywood were there, which was...
Together for the first time, yeah.
It was really cool. What did you think of this panel?
And then it was pretty interesting. They showed like a lot of more like behind. They didn't make a lot of announcements, which was the biggest kind of critique like overall, because we're all sitting there like waiting for.
I didn't hear. Yeah, I was surprised. I was like, there wasn't really much.
Yeah, he just looked up and basically said like, "Oh, we're doing a trick or treat scare zone and you know maze."
Well, he did a couple of announcements, but I agree with you.
We found out there's a different. They call them different things. One of Orlando calls a haunted house, and then they call it haunted maze in Hollywood.
Yep.
Yeah. But they took a lot of like questions from Twitter and all that. So they really engaged kind of their audience with that. But and then it was probably the longest panel I have ever been to. Like we actually left and went to the floor for a little bit just before it closed to just kind of see a little and then came back and it still went I think like another hour or so.
But yeah, that's the thing was like we were sitting there like it was kind of cool. They were trying to like take all these questions and answer questions. How do we do what we do? Let me tell you how we design. So they took you through step by step how they design it for each of the attractions through for the whole year when they start planning. It was interesting, but that's not what I.
But they did show like a lot of like how they were like designing some of the new like the Stranger Things and the like Killer Clowns and like. And the Trick or Treat, they showed kind of the sculptures and different things and talked about some of the rooms of the way, the exteriors and other things they're doing. So they did show a lot. They just didn't, like, break big news, but then they showed a lot of the stuff that they're doing to get people excited about.
And it was kind of exciting.
And it was cool.
Yeah. We have a question that interests me. I want to know this. Kamikaze Woodworks would like to know, did anyone on here who attended Midsummer Scream over the weekend go through the Scare Adventure Camp Maze on Saturday?
Okay, I don't. I did not go through that. I only went through one of the mazes. Or two? Do we have two of them?
We just hit one. We only We didn't have a lot of time. But, there on
but,
that section.
But just real quick, we met a guy. He was in high school. He does a home haunt in Glendale, and we're gonna get him on the show. We talked to him and his mom, and so he's gonna come on. He's still in high school, so he's got homework. But he puts on this amazing home haunt. With people come from all over the city to attend his haunted house, and he's been doing it since he was 11.
That's great.
And then they had another person from the same high school who had her own haunted house here at Midsummer. I was amazed. That's what one of the panels we sat through was the Haunters of Tomorrow, the up and coming haunters. And at first, I walk in and it's kids. And I was like, really? Well, we're gonna sit and watch some kids. I was amazed at the stuff these people were able to put together. So we're going to have some of them on the show. It's going to be a lot of fun. Real quick, we learned Halloween Horror Nights is going to include Killer Clowns from Outer Space, Scare Zones, Revenge of Chucky, The Harvest, Vamp 85, Twisted Traditions, Dead Exposure, and then a Trick or Treat House and Scare Zone, a Carnival Graveyard, Rust in Pieces, and of course Stranger Things Season 1. More announcements are forthcoming. Real quick, we're going to end with this. We have a we have a picture. We don't need to show the picture. Go to our website. Today, they just released the artwork for Stranger Things, the haunted attraction. It was really, really cool. It's a really cool picture. But if we could end on one more picture, if you don't... Okay, well, if you don't mind, Anthony, can we show the picture of Luke that I sent you? The one... Luke, explain why this is a scared Luke moment.
As a kid, like, I didn't really watch horror movies, and I'd walk by at my childhood grocery store had like a video section, and I saw that cover of Freddy, and it terrified me so much I requested that my mom ask them to remove the VHS from the store or put it somewhere else. And she actually did ask the owner of the store if they'd take it. They didn't, but it's just funny that picture and that movie scared me so much that I actually asked my mom to have them have it removed.
That's
it
was
scaring a little child like me at like 5 years old.
Glove. I
or six
so
or something.
It's pretty terrifying. So the answer is yes, we will be watching this movie this year. All right, we're going to end tonight's show on the trailer for Slenderman. The second trailer for Slenderman just came out. It makes it look like a whole lot better than what that first trailer made it look like. So that's Slenderman, I think, is coming out either in like 2 weeks or something. And this is a scare gym moment. This is me and my bed.
You're gonna like pretend that
this is the new trailer. This is me demonstrating why Slenderman is so creepy to me. All right. For those who are just listening,
this is 5 a.m.
5 a.m. Luke decides to go dress.
What are you doing at 5 a.m.?
I woke up and had to go to the bathroom, so I put on a suit.
Oh!
So that is me.
What is that?
What is that?
Golly. That's Luke dressed up like Slenderman. He comes in and he's
a white shirt and a suit's easy thing to have. I just had that in my closet, threw it on.
You didn't break character there for a while, Luke, either.
Yeah.
I couldn't figure... Okay.
And me and Jim are roommates, if you're wondering. I don't have a key to his house.
Well, you do have a key to his house.
So you don't want to have me as a roommate, or I'll find your fears.
So that was me in the middle of the night waking. I fell asleep, probably coming up with a run sheet for the show.
Well... we've shown Michael Myers before, but I have some Freddy ones I haven't revealed yet.
So we are
Scared Jim with Freddy.
So next week coming back, we're going to have some more Scared Jims. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning into the Scare Guy Show. The first season, I mean, the first show, we consider this our official first show of the 2018 Halloween season. It's going to be a great 3 months. We hope to bring you all the fun, all the excitement of all the events that are happening, all the haunted houses, all the movies. It's going to be a lot of fun. You can find me at thescareguy.com. You can find us at where are you?
Thescareguy.com.
Thescareguy.com. What's our Twitter?
Scare Jim. Just kidding. No, it's just the Scare Guy.
The Scare Guy. Also,
at the Scare Guy.
Also, Instagram at the Scare Guy. Yes! Where can we find you?
I'm on Twitter, KT_Christine with a C, and then on my Instagram for cosplay is Katie's Fairy Tale.
Jake.
You can find me hiding under the table from Anthony's laps. at JT Hummus on Twitter. Get tickets for Warner Brothers Studio Tour at WBStudioTour.com.
Yes.
I love how like we're all hearing it, but then he's jumping the worst. This is awesome. Yeah. But I'm Cheeseman, usually on the couch. You can find me at Cheese on Couch on Twitter, and then on thescareguy.com.
All right, guys, we've got a lot coming up this
season. Also, look up Scare Jim on YouTube and Instagram.
Yes, yeah, Scare Jim's an actual thing. We got a lot on there. We'll see you guys next week. All right.
Hey.
Bye-bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.